Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. It's Beat Cleveland Week. Lions did the job yesterday. Tigers have that task on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday if necessary. All will be day games. You can listen to every single one of them right here on The Ticket. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, Dustin Fioco on the updates. Of course, it's a victory Monday, so we'll take Lions phone calls. What stood out? Are you feeling that feeling you felt last year, that invincibility? There will be no letdowns. There will be more beatdowns. 248-539-9797. Not feeling the same way about the Tigers that I felt last year. Mm-hmm. We can mix them in the mix as well here, John.
Well, yeah, I mean... Going into the playoffs last year, they were on an unbelievable high and a great run. Momentum was clearly different. This year, there is no momentum. But they're in the postseason. They're 0-0, and Skubal's on the mound.
We know Skubal for Tuesday.
Yep.
They have not announced their number two starter for Wednesday.
Who do you want Wednesday?
Mize. He's been steadier than Flaherty. He's pitched better against Cleveland. I'm certainly not banking on six innings from either of these guys, but I will go with Mize. Less swing and miss, but less volatility. And just hang in to fight.
A better odds of getting to the fifth inning, and then you empty the bullpen.
Casey Mize against Cleveland this year, a 2.08 ERA in three starts, 17 innings. Jack Flaherty comparison in three starts against Cleveland, a 3.94 ERA, nearly twice as high, and 0-3 in those three starts. I'd go Casey Mize.
Yeah, I probably would as well. I probably would have said that even last week when we were, you know, discussing what, you know, are they going to get to the postseason? If they do, who's number two? It's probably, and I mean, tell me if you like this scenario. It depends after, you know, what, four innings, five innings, when they pull Casey Mize, what the score of the game is.
Right.
If they are up by a run or if it's even, do you go Mize Melton to give you two, maybe three good innings?
Yeah, and again, some of this is, are we up 1-0 in the series?
Right, yeah. But yeah. I mean, I'm going with the assumption.
Yeah, with Skubal on the mound, you better win, although it hasn't gone that well.
It hasn't been that way, lately. No. Yeah.
How about Mize in the month of September? Here are his earned runs allowed per start. 1-2-3-3-2. No big blowups. Again, he's not pitching into the seventh very often. He did against Boston, but he's going to give you a chance. So I would go Mize. I know Flaherty, I suppose, is the higher ceiling, but what I don't want to do is look up in a four spots on the board before I caught my breath. So that's the decision AJ's going to have to make.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of like what this postseason looks like, John, I don't think anybody's inspired. It's a really poor finish. Scott Harris had a quote about why this team can go on a run and why the Tigers can win in the playoffs. His quote was, history. There are countless examples of teams that didn't play their best baseball ending the regular season, got a fresh start, lined up their pitching, and got hot. We're going to do everything we can to be one of those groups. Our question to Tiger fans, are you back on board? Are you buying that philosophy?
Well, now that, I mean, there's a lot of hope in there because of the way that they finished. Now they are 0-0. They got Miza, or I mean, they got Skubal on the mound. So you're feeling good about game one. But what have we learned about this team? Even if Skubal puts together 100 good pitches and has you in a great spot, he could come out at 0-0.
Yeah.
And so then are you looking at it going, well, we're going to need one more inning out of you. Well, maybe we need 115 pitches today.
It's the playoffs. Don't hold anything back.
Yeah. But it's a matter, can the bats get going early and give you a little bit of a lead? Can they be aggressive without going outside the strike zone?
Because that's the issue. Some of these ugly strikeout totals the last couple weeks. Look, Scott Harris can make the point, and I hope he's right, that teams get hot and weird stuff happens in the playoffs. But when he says, I'm going to cite history, I would also like to cite history. Nobody has ever been this cold going into the playoffs in Major League Baseball history. Mm-hmm. And Bob Nightingale had the stats. 7-17 in the month of September. It's the worst record of any team in the final month of the season since the World Series started in 1903. So no one is coming from a colder position in the history of baseball than the Detroit Tigers. I'm not buying what he's selling. I'll root like hell for them on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday if necessary. And I hope that they do find some sort of magic again. But I hope's not a strategy, and I'm certainly not hopeful.
Well, no, hope is never going to be a strategy. But we got to sit there and these are the cards that Scott Harris has put in our hand.
That he dealt, yes.
Yeah. And so, like I said, you've got to have – there was a point in this season – where we looked and said, they can manufacture wins. Postseason's a completely different animal, but they also have the benefit of the experience of last year, going to Houston, playing against Cleveland. Now that Cleveland, they didn't win a five-game series, but they know what it feels like to play postseason games in Cleveland. Now, that experience is somewhat negated because who else knows what postseason baseball is like?
Cleveland, who beat Detroit in a series a year ago and has beaten Detroit
repeatedly,
like a drum, in the month of September. And you're right, really beyond that. Like, it's been a few years they've had Detroit's number. So, John, you've heard the saying in football and sports in general, you are what your record says you are, mm-hmm. right?
They're a playoff team.
They're the worst playoff team.
Okay, but they're a playoff team.
Right, so the worst playoff team is also a true statement. And I don't think the worst playoff team is going to go on a run.
It doesn't feel that way.
Right.
But they can.
They did last year.
They're playing a lot better.
Were they the worst playoff team last year?
They were record-wise in AL. It's the same thing all over again. They're the 6 seed playing the 3 seed. Mm-hmm. Is this a good team or is it a mediocre team?
Somewhere in the middle.
Oh, okay, Stoney. Jeez.
Well, if you say they're somewhere in the middle, then they're a mediocre team.
I mean, record-wise, what's the equivalent in the NFL? 9-8 or 10-7?
Yeah. So I guess it'd be mediocre.
They were better against Houston when it mattered.
That's
and
why
that was head-to-head.
Yeah.
That's why they're in.
But they were not better than Cleveland when it mattered, and that's why they're on the road on Tuesday.
Right. That's why they didn't win the division.
And for people who don't know.
Well, that's part of why they didn't win the division. There's more to it than that.
They will not get a home game in the first round. For people who, look, I know the format's changed. Last year was maybe a refresher for people. The first round is all on the site of the division winners.
Tiger fans are a very perceptive, smart fan base. I don't know that there is anyone. There are a lot of people that are going to say the same thing. Hey, when you get into the postseason, let's see what happens. I don't know that there's a whole lot of Tiger fans, if any, that are going into it going, yeah, we've got a run in us.
Right.
It's all with a measure of, we know what happened over the last, really 2 months, but highlighted by the last 3 weeks.
Yeah. Tuesday, 1:00, Tarik Skubal on the mound, Cleveland, part 3.
Showdown.
Third time in September,
but... second time, back-to-back seasons in the postseason.
I know.
So what do you guys think about the start time? 1:08, first pitch, all three games. Last year, they were like 2:40-ish. I think 2:37 is what they were. Now they're in Houston, and that's a central time zone. But you could have started at noon, 12:08 in Houston. So they've spread this out a little bit more. But, you know, we got a complaint on text that why are they putting them in the afternoon, and I can't watch them. Kids are at school. Versus last year's start time, a little bit later, you could check out of work maybe early. Kids were home by the third inning.
Well, okay, your phone, your screen, your earbuds can all be tuned into the Tigers.
Yes, well, but it's not the same as sitting on your couch and watching the game and getting into it. We have a nice week of weather. You got the TV garage, you know, in the garage or on your deck.
You're asking the wrong people, though. It's not going to impact us. We'll be off the air and can watch the game during the afternoon.
It's not about you guys.
I know. Well, you asked us. but if we're going to talk to our listeners, I want them to understand the decision isn't about our favorite team being the Detroit Tigers. The other matchups are more appealing from a network standpoint. Yankees, Red Sox are going to be at 6:00. We're just not winning that debate over what to air in primetime.
Right.
And do the Tigers really generate a lot of buzz right now outside of the city of Detroit? Hell, even in the city of Detroit. So of course nationally they're gonna go, yeah dude, stick them in the worst time slot.
Well,
they're gonna play a 2-1 ball game. Neither of these teams can hit. Throw them at 1:00.
It is Scoobal. People like to watch him. He was, the ratings were up on ESPN when, you know,
Sunday night
these
baseball
games
are
on ESPN, by the way. But I said to Greg this morning, I said the biggest given coming out is that if the Tigers were playing the Guardians, that it was going to be the first game of the day.
Oh, no doubt.
It's like the Houston Texans are always the first wild card game.
Get it out of the way.
Yeah, but I mean, Jim makes the point. If you're looking at the other matchup,
Boston, I'm not
debating New York.
That.
I mean, yeah, I don't.
Well, and even
so, are you saying why are they playing at 1 versus 2?
Well, it's an hour and a half of time, so the kids, especially coming home from school, they're only missing maybe only 2 innings. You know, it's a lot easier to cut out of work, you know, 2:30 than it is maybe noon.
So if you don't want to miss anything, you're taking a half day anyway.
Yeah, look, Padres Cubs at 3:00, Red Sox Yankees at 6:00, the Dodgers at 9:00. They're going to get the late game.
Yeah,
this was the spot for Detroit, and you're gonna have to stream the game on your phone or whatever you got to do. Use the Odyssey app.
Imagine if the Reds could pull off that upset against the Dodgers. That'd be crazy.
Did I see Kershaw's not on their playoff roster?
Yes, he's not.
That's too bad. I understand it.
Yeah, it's
too bad. Stafford's okay.
We'll talk Tigers with you guys. Lions lines are open as well. You want to talk about what stood out from their win against the Cleveland Browns. It's 97-1.
Hey, you hear the ads all the time. Law firms bragging about how they got some giant verdict. And to them, it's a trophy. It's a number. And that's good for them. But if you've just been in a car accident, what does it do for you? Nothing. Here's the truth about David Feminino. He wins big, sure. But he knows it's not about the headlines. It's about you. That money pays your medical bills. It keeps your family steady. And it matters only because you need it. That's the difference. With David, it's never about showing off. It's about fighting for you and what you need. You can give David a call at 855-65-CRASH, or you can visit him on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Lions defense was the story. Forcing three turnovers, 17 points off the turnovers on a day where the offense had a tough matchup. Detroit didn't let them hang in.
Yep. Let's give you the ball back as many times as possible and with momentum and field position. Yep.
Perfect in the red zone. Lions roll. Think about that. On a day where they didn't have 300 yards of offense, they win by 24 points. And you could say that says a lot about Cleveland. I think it says Detroit wasn't going to let a bad team hang around.
Nope.
And off of a big win against Baltimore, that's a mature professional approach. That's not always the case in the NFL.
And we've seen a number of times where Khalif Raymond this year has been really close. He's been tripped up. You know, one man to beat, and he doesn't beat him. This time, it was a no-doubter.
TJ Lang at 9:02 in studio for the last hour of the show. Get some of his thoughts. We got overreact gyms later in the hour. We got playoff baseball this week. Tuesday, Scooble on the mound against Cleveland in Cleveland. Text says, the only thing the Tigers accomplished is making the playoffs and wasting everyone's time. They're going to get killed this week and it will all be meaningless. The Tigers were just rolled into the playoffs in a full body cast with every arm broken from a car crash. That's graphic. I wish they would have missed the playoffs. What a monumental waste of time this is going to be. I don't understand that sentiment, guys. I'm not optimistic, but I'd rather them be in and see.
Yeah, I'd rather be doing, you know, Tuesday, we've got Scooble on the mound and asking the question, who's going to start game two versus, well, what's the offseason look like? Those conversations may come on Thursday.
Right. As quickly as Thursday, they could be here. But we did this last week. Do you want them to make the playoffs? And 40% of people said no, which is wild. I get being angry and frustrated and looking at Scott Harris going, you should have done more, and looking at the bats going cold and underachieving and being mad. At the same time, I'm a fan of this team, and they don't make the playoffs all that often. You got a shot.
At least you have a chance. And whether you believe what Scott Harris said or not, the facts are what they are. This is not a team going in with a lot of momentum. But we have seen teams before get in and do some damage.
I think some of it might be that people don't think that they can get to the World Series. And I think there were a lot of fans out there earlier in the year that thought that they could win the American League before they had the pitching injuries.
No, but you got to understand. So as a fan, you cancel the season if you can't win the championship?
I think there's people out there that are like that. I think it's a letdown because people thought they would reach the World Series.
I get that. Where we were at in the middle of the season, feeling the way we were feeling.
I think there was never a moment where we said they should win the World Series. There were some moments where we thought, yeah, they could get to the World Series.
Best team in the American League, those conversations.
In terms of the division and not playing for it yesterday, and there was no way they were playing Scooble, but they still could have played for the division more with their lineup, right? Mm-hmm. They could have put better pitchers out there potentially. They were 4-2 in Cleveland and 1-6 at Comerica Park against the Guardians. Are they playing that for that reason?
I don't know. Okay, first of all, I think a lot of that has to do with when they played those games. The Tigers were playing much better baseball early in the year. Those games happened to be in Cleveland. I don't think the Tigers would have suddenly won games in Cleveland.
Well, when they swept them in Cleveland in early July, the Tigers' offense was not good. And they scored 4 runs in the first 27 innings of that series and won, and they were tied in the last game. And then they had that crazy 10th inning where Sweeney hit the opposite field home run.
Yeah.
So it was a little fool's gold to that stat.
So a couple things. We played audio Scott Harris earlier. He talked about making the playoffs in consecutive seasons and this being kind of the new expectations and era of Tiger baseball. The Tigers made the playoffs four consecutive years from 2011 to 2014. Prior to that, the last time the Tigers made the playoffs in back-to-back seasons was 1935.
They won the World Series in 35.
They did win the World Series in 35, Tom. Texter says, I wonder if radio stations across other MLB cities are dogging their team for making the playoffs today. I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Let's get to the phones. Let's get to Ken and Howell. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Go Blue, gentlemen and Heather. I just, a quick comment is, you know, I heard the comment that we're the, quote, worst playoff team in the league right now, and I just kind of want to put things in perspective. And when a person goes to medical school and they graduate top in their class, they're called a doctor. And when a person goes to medical school and graduates last in their class, they're still called a doctor. And so we are a playoff team. And the one thing that we have over everybody is I think we have the best manager in baseball. I think that, you know, with A.J. Hinch, you know, we have just as good of a chance, you know, to get things done as anybody.
But he's not a miracle worker. I know last year felt miraculous, but it does dry up in the playoffs, and it happened last year against Cleveland. Yeah. If you can't get timely hitting, then Cleveland has very good pitching. If nothing else, they pitch extremely well. AJ can't, like, go out there and swing for the guys.
No, he can't, and he can't pitch for them. He can't come in relief for them.
I have no doubt he'll put the best matchup out there, and from there he's left with what he has.
Yeah. I mean, it's ultimately the players. How many times have we said this over the last couple of weeks? It is the players that are going to go out there and play.
And the players that were required to be here and play.
Yeah.
You liked his doctor analogy?
Yeah, I thought that was funny. Yes, yes, yeah. You graduate, just graduate, doctor.
At the same time, if someone's doing open heart surgery on you or brain surgery on you, do you want the guy who just barely got in? Yeah, or do you want the best, the top of his class?
I mean, do you ask for the transcript?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Hey, can I get your medical school transcript?
What's your grade in bio?
Yeah.
Let's get to Matt in Westland. Matt, good morning.
Good morning. To kind of piggyback here a little bit before this, of course I shouldn't have pitched to Scoble yesterday, but man, that lineup he threw out there and who the decisions he made during the game, you know, McKinstry staying in there, Rogers staying in there, they're pretty damn lucky, or AJ's kind of lucky that Cleveland lost. I mean, one, if they would have lost, that would have been pretty poor, man. They didn't even try for the division.
Right.
That surprised me.
Yeah, I agree that they shouldn't have pitched Scoble. I also agree that they should have tried to win the game when it was available.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was Rogers was batting, and McKinstry was batting, and all kinds of situations where normally you would make a switch there, but he did not.
Correct. They conceded the division.
Yeah, and Torque and right. Green you're had right. the day off.
Yeah, Torque, Green, right. and Torres right. also had, Torres had the yeah. day off too, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I mean, the lineup they put out there is one thing. The game was winnable. I don't know if they would have won, but it was winnable late, and they didn't use those guys off the bench. Cleveland ended up winning in extras. It would not have mattered. But I would rather win the division than not, and rather for have sure. the home games than not. And yeah. I don't want to burn any of the arms because you want to lay them out for the postseason. And they did, but that wouldn't have mattered. They could have pinch it like Dingler
or somebody.
Or something. Yeah. 248-539-9797.
I know we were talking about Mize being the pitcher in game two, and we have no idea. I don't know when they're going to actually post it that says who's going to be game two starter.
Probably Wednesday morning.
Could be. I think it's more important. Obviously, game one is more important. What does Scoble do? How deep does he go? And then how many arms do they have to use in their bullpen to get through game one to get a win? Because that will affect them in games two and three.
We'll have to dig up the stat again. We're like very Lions focused today. But the winner of game one in these three-game series.
Oh, the likelihood goes way up.
And I think the numbers back it up, like right, a few exceptions.
Which is why you don't pitch him yesterday.
Right.
And so they locked up the playoffs, but they did what they had to do to lock up a playoff spot and not have to pitch school ball yesterday just to get into the playoffs.
So Scott Harris cited history. There's plenty of history of teams playing poorly in September and then getting hot and then going on kind of a magic run in the postseason. There is one extreme case that someone on the Ticket Tech cited, and I saw this going around. The Tigers finished 3-13 their last 16 games. The second team in baseball history to finish 3-13 and still make the playoffs. The other team that did it was the 2000 New York Yankees, who would go on to win the World Series.
Okay. Who was on the roster?
The 2000 Yankees were, that was like a dynasty Yankee team. It's a little different.
That was the fourth championship in 5 years.
Yeah.
That was like the, obviously Jeter was on it.
Yeah, they must have been bored at that point.
So do you want to know who was on that team? They had Posada, Bernie Williams, Jeter, Roger Clemens, Andy Pettit, Mariano Rivera. Yeah, I mean, these were kind of heyday Yankee teams.
Yeah, so
we're not the heyday Yankees.
Not really comparable.
No. But you're saying history suggests.
Yeah, they had guys that could flip the switch, and I think that's what everybody is looking at right now is this. There's no one on here on this team other than Skubal where you think they can flip the postseason switch.
And I just think it's impossible to see this team. Let's say they win this series and they won the ALDS. Where's the pitching coming from in a 7-game series?
Right.
We'll worry about that when we get there.
One step at a time, Tom. We got Overreact Gyms. We got Heather's News. TJ Lang at 902. It's 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It was a great play.
It was. Early in the game, too. Mm-hmm. Greg Gania on the call. That was Saturday. Tigers win and clinched a playoff spot. That was Saturday, right, Greg? You're looking at me like I'm wrong. Okay.
No, it was Saturday.
All right. Maybe it's just the squinting from the sunlight coming in the studio right now. But anyway, we are talking Tigers and we're talking Lions. TJ Lang at 902. Some ticket text and phone call 248-539-9797. Kelly, Mackinac City, you're on 97.1.
Hi. I just wanted, thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
And I just wanted to chime in and say, you know, last year, Terrion Arnold as a rookie, I told my son, he's 24, and we watch the games every Sunday. And I told him last year, I said, you know, I'm not really a fan of his. And my son kept reassuring me, Mom, he's going to be good. He's going to be good. Just got to give him time. And I don't know how much time we give him. I'm so frustrated with him. And I just think he should be better by now. Or, I don't know, learning from his mistakes. But, and also, J-Mo, what is going on with J-Mo? Like, he should have, those catches weren't that hard for as much money as we pay him. So, yeah, that's just my two cents. Those were the two things that stood out to me yesterday. I love the Lions win. I'm not trying to take anything away from that because it was great, but just kind of like, you know,
yeah,
criticizing them a little, I guess. But
oh, no, yeah. Kelly, I agree, and I kind of said the same thing. I wonder if the feeling would have been different if he hadn't signed the extension. If he was still on his rookie contract and he missed a couple of those balls, you'd be like, yeah, okay. But now he's making... He's making elite receiver money, and elite receivers make those catches.
Exactly. That's exactly what my point was to that, too, yesterday. But happy Victory Monday, and thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling, Kelly. Appreciate you calling in. And again, if they had lost the game, it'd be on another level. When you win by 24, it's a little easier to like, okay, you dropped a couple passes. Don't do that again.
Right.
And the Terrion Arnold stuff's not going to go away.
No, it's not. And that's why I asked Dan last week. And it's, you know, when you play, I don't know how many snaps he got yesterday. I didn't look at the snap total, but let's just say he had, you know, 35 snaps. Not every single one is going to be perfect. But when other receivers, other quarterbacks are looking at it going, where's the best matchup? And that's the one you're going to all the time?
Where's TA? Where's number six?
Yeah.
That's where we're going to pick on.
And whether they're going at it because you know he's going to be over aggressive and you're going to get a free first down because of PI or holding. Now the holding that they called on him yesterday
in the red zone,
yeah,
it was kind of ticky.
It was ticky tack. Yeah, it was. I thought it was a BS call, but
it ultimately didn't matter. They declined the penalty, didn't they? Because they picked up the first down. I thought.
Yeah, I think maybe they did. Yeah. But anyway, but in terms of, you know, balls caught against him, yeah, there needs to be some work done quickly.
And with DJ Reed, Hammy not expected to play at least this week against Cincy, Hammy's can be weird. If Terrion's got the green light and he's playing, he's going to have a role. It's like they're not going to be able to hide him. He's going to have to play better. On the Tigers front of things, Tex says, when I go to the doctor, I'm hoping for the guy who guessed C for half his questions.
If you don't know, just answer C.
Tex says, Jim and John, Harris rightfully gets a lot of flack for the deadline moves he didn't make, but he should get even more flack for the moves he did make. Paddock and Morton, yuck. Kevin in Novi. And if you want something more upbeat, this ticket texter says, the Tigers are favored in game one at -160. Take game one. Odds are in your favor to win that opening series, and then you see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Let's see what happens.
Get to Heather with the news.
Well, crews are continuing to sift through the rubble of what's left of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Grand Blanc after it was just burned to the ground. It was attacked by a gunman on Sunday morning. Hundreds of people were inside the church when a man rammed his truck into the building, opened fire, and then allegedly lit the building on fire intentionally.
Horrific.
Yes.
If you've seen any of the video and photo.
It's completely destroyed. The suspect was killed by police. As far as the victims go, two were fatally shot. Two others were discovered trapped inside the building. And unfortunately, it's believed that more victims could and will be discovered as several people do remain unaccounted for. So it sounds like not everyone may have been able to get out of the building. The Detroit Zoo, the water tower, is going dark.
Mm.
If you notice that the lights are off, it's for a reason. So the zoo will be turning off the lights on their iconic water tower to help protect migrating birds as they fly south for the winter. So the zoo says that from now through October 31st, they're going to turn off the tower's lights at 11 p.m. every night And they're also asking you to take part in the initiative as well. So it's part of the National Lights Out program. It says that by reducing non-essential lighting, it helps birds stay on course and avoid confusing them, which could lead to collisions and such. So basically, just turn off any, you know, non-essential outdoor lighting at 11 p.m. through 6 a.m. and keep those birds on course.
They're setting the example.
Yes, yes, they are. Lane Kiffin threw some shade at his daughter's boyfriend after the rivalry matchup between Ole Miss and LSU. So just days before the big game, his daughter, Landry, kind of confirmed that she was in a relationship with LSU's linebacker, Whit Weeks, right? And after that news kind of broke, Lane Kiffin like jokingly said, take the over. Like he was just kind of
Run the score.
Yeah. And then after the game, he did take a little bit of time to troll Weeks. Mm-hmm. Having a little fun there for sure.
You see, I think Whit was like puking early in the game, like vomiting.
Really?
Yeah, not a good day for him.
Like he was ill, or he was just nervous, or he was just too ramped up, or
like between plays, just a like a hurl
all over himself.
I think he tried to catch some of it. It was a very weird scene.
Just go for the ground. Don't try to save it.
Catch it.
Yeah. A master of ceremonies stepped down from her role at the Ryder Cup after leading the crowd in this really, you know, inappropriate chant towards Rory McIlroy. So on Sunday, the PGA released a statement saying that comedian and actress Heather McMahon would not be returning to MC on the final day. And it was also noted that she had extended an apology to McIlroy and the Ryder Cup Europe. So that atmosphere at the event was quite rowdy, right? Very, very rowdy. The crowd was heckling the golfers. And on Saturday, McIlroy actually had to like curse out the crowd while he was trying to like line up a shot. And his wife was also hit with a drink. That kind of went viral. Did you see anything?
I didn't see that, no.
Somebody in the crowd threw a cup, a drink. It wasn't a can, but it looked like a cup of beer. I don't know what was in it. Directly at the couple and kind of like it like graced her hat. It wasn't like directly at her, but he got upset and like had to be kind of held back by security.
I would imagine, yeah.
He later said, you know, like she handled it much better than I did or would have, right? This is quite interesting. International games, right, might be good for the NFL, but they weren't very good for Pittsburgh Steelers backup quarterback, Skylar Thompson, this weekend. So the Steelers played the Vikings in Ireland on Sunday, and early, I guess it was before the game, like 3 a.m. I don't know why this guy was out walking on his own at 3 a.m., but he was jumped and robbed by several men. Thankfully, he suffered hardly any minor injuries, and he was already on the injured reserve anyway, so it wasn't going to impact the game. But still a scary moment for him. Like I said, no word on why he was out walking in Dublin at 3 a.m. by himself.
Yeah.
But he was out there.
That's not good.
No. One more. What do I got here? Oh, that's his wife. Let's see. Hold on. I got all these stories sitting in front of me.
You're good. Pick
and
the
I've
best
got
one.
Well, I'm trying to, but give me a minute here. Oh, this is kind of interesting. Could raise a question for you. Matt Damon and his brother, they recently made his dad's dad's dying wish come true, and they spread his ashes at Fenway Park.
All right.
Said it's probably, you know, not legal, but whatever. They got swept away with the peanuts. We did it anyway. If you were going to have your ashes scattered somewhere, where would you choose?
That's a great question.
Or you put in the cookie jar.
There you go. Put them in a cookie jar. Do you have an answer?
I could come up with one. I don't on the spot.
Yeah, it's like on the spot. I'm thinking like I loved my honeymoon in Hawaii, but I've been one time. It'd be kind of weird.
Somewhere out in nature.
Yeah.
I don't know yet.
Not at
I don't plan Comerica on being cremated,
Park
though,
or Ford Field or you don't plan on being cremated?
No, you know my plan.
What's your you love cemeteries.
I do.
You're gonna have a mausoleum and like a button where you can press it.
Yes.
And here lies Heather Park. And
how about at Bronner's for Jimmy?
Oh, yeah.
All right, it's Heather with the news. Overreact Jim's next. TJ Lang, we get back into the Lions at 9:02. It's 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.